Hello, word nerds. Welcome to another episode of the Dictionary Podcast. I am so excited that you are here. We're going to have so much fun today. Let's talk about some words. The first word is basement membrane. B-A-S-E-M-E-N-T. Second word, M-E-M-B-R-A-N-E. This is a noun from 1847. A thin membranous... membranous. I think that's how you say it. A thin membranous layer of connective tissue that separates a layer of epithelial cells from the underlying lamia or lamina propria. Whoa, there are words I don't know here. A thin membranous layer of connective tissue that separates a layer of epithelial cells from the underlying lamina propria. So you people who know your cells know this stuff. Now we have basenji, B-A-S-E-N-J-I. It is a noun from 1937. Any of a breed of small curly-tailed dogs of African origin that do not bark? What? They don't bark. Why don't they bark? Can they not bark? Do they choose not to bark? Have the African people trained them generation after generation to keep their mouths shut? I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, at this point, they're probably just used to it, but... I don't know, I feel like dogs should need to bark sometimes, right? Granted, some dogs bark too much, and that is frustrating. Basenji. So this is probably a modified of the Lingala word, M-B-W-A. Whoa, there's multiple words. Okay, first word is M-B-W-A, Mubwa. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it. Second word is N-A, and then the third word is Basenji, and it literally means dogs of the bushland people. That's cool. I didn't know about these dogs. I don't know about a lot of dogs, actually. All right, next we have base on balls. Three words from 1884. An advance to first base awarded a baseball player who, during a turn at bat, takes four pitches that are balls. So I hope you, most of you, know enough about baseball that if you are at bat and you get four balls, you go to first base. So that is called a base on balls. Next is base pair. It is hyphenated. It is an intransitive verb from 1973. To participate in formation of a base pair, as in adenine base pairs with thymine. And that's talking about DNA. If you want to know more, go look up DNA. Now we have base pair again, but there is no hyphen. It is a it's just two words. It is a noun from 1956. One of the pairs of nucleotide bases on complementary strands of nucleic acid that consist of a purine on one strand joined to a pyrimidine on the other strand by hydrogen bonds holding together the two strands, much like the rungs of a ladder, and that include adenine linked to thymine, or thymine in DNA, or to uracil in RNA, and guanine linked to cytosine in both DNA and RNA. Oh my God, that was a mouthful. Next, we have base path. It is two words, noun from 1935. The area between the bases of a baseball field used by a base runner. Next is base pay. Two words, noun from 1920. A rate or amount of pay for a standard work period, job, or position exclusive of additional payments or allowances. Next is base plate. One word. Noun from 1876, a plate that serves as a base or support. Next is base runner. Two words, noun from 1867, a baseball player of the team at bat who is on base or is attempting to reach a base. Base running is a noun. Now we have the word bases, B-A-S-E-S. It is plural of the word base, B-A-S-E, or of the word basis. So it's B-A-S-I-S. So it could be plural of basis or base. You gotta look at your context, people. Now we have the word bash, B-A-S-H. It is the first form. It's a verb from 1750, and we are going to start with the transitive definitions. One, to strike violently. And just as a reminder, this is partly for myself, that a transitive verb is about the person or the object that is doing the verb, doing the action. So one is to strike violently. Synonym is hit. Also, to injure or damage by striking. Synonym is smash. Often used with the word in, I-N. Number two, to attack physically or verbally. As in, media bashing. Also as in, celebrity bashing. Now we have the intransitive verb definition, and so the opposite obviously would be this is the thing, the verb is happening to the thing, and the synonym is crash. Basher is a noun. The origin of this word is unknown, by the way. Now we have the second form of bash. It is a noun from 1805. One, a forceful blow. Two, a festive social gathering. Synonym is party. We're going to bash like it's 1999. See, it doesn't have the same ring. Number three is chiefly British. Synonyms are try and attempt, as in, have a bash at it. Now we have a word I'm not entirely sure how to pronounce. It is either, probably, bashaw or bashaw. B-A-S-H-A-W, and it is a variation of the word pasha, P-A-S-H-A. Now we have bashful. Hey, quick fun fact. Do you know the seven dwarfs? The names of the seven dwarfs? A lot of people have trouble with this, but there's a trick. And I haven't thought about this for a while, so let me see if I can remember. Well, there's seven of them. Oh, shoot. You know what? This is not going to work. It's something like three of them are emotions, and three of them are like actions or whatever, and then one of them is something else. I could think I could name them, but, well, maybe I should just do that. Okay, we've got Doc, and Dopey, and Bashful, and Sleepy, and Grumpy, and Happy, and one more. Did I say Bashful? I think I did. Well, I always felt akin to Dopey. Okay, Bashful is an adjective from 1548. One, socially shy or timid. Synonym is diffident or self-conscious. Number two, resulting from or typical of a bashful nature, as in a bashful smile. And I really want to think of the seventh one, and I know a lot of you are screaming at me right now. Doc, dopey, grumpy, happy, sneezy, duh. Okay, number two, resulting from or, I already read that one. Synonym is the word shy. Bashfully is an adverb, and bashfulness is a noun. And this is the etymology obsolete bash, which means to be abashed. Okay, now we have the word basic. It is the first form adjective from 1842. 1A, of relating to or forming the base or essence. Synonym is fundamental, as in basic truths. I like basic truths. You could call them facts. A lot of people are not aware or don't really care about basic truths. 1B, concerned with fundamental scientific principles, not applied. That is a sort of a next section of the definition after a colon, as in basic research. Number two, constituting or serving as the basis or starting point, as in a basic set of tools. I like this word. 3A, of relating to, containing, or having the character of a chemical base. 3B, having an alkaline reaction. 4, containing relatively little silica, as in basic rocks. Number 5, relating to, made by, used in, or being a process of making steel done in a furnace lined with basic material and under basic slag, as in, another word is, so this is interesting. All right, we'll get to that in a second. Basicity. Basicity is a noun. So what I was going to say about why that word is interesting, because that is the word that is at the top of the page that says what the last word of the page is. But it is not the last word on the page. In fact, it's not even one of the basic words. It is another form of a basic word. We still have three words on this page. What are you doing to me, dictionary? Come on. Okay. Basic. Now we have the second form of basic. It is a noun from 1926. One, something that is basic. Synonym is fundamental, as in get back to basics. Number two, synonym is basic training. Now we have basic again, but this is all caps. B-A-S-I-C, all caps. It is a noun from 1964, a simplified high-level language for programming a computer. And BASIC is an acronym that stands for Beginners, All-Purpose, Symbolic Instruction Code. All right, last word for this episode is basically, B-A-S-I-C-A-L-L-Y, and I'm going to have to do a page flip. This is an adverb from 1903, 1A, at a basic level, colon, in fundamental disposition or nature, as in, basically correct, also as in, basically, they are simple people. I'm feeling a little bit more comfortable to let out my burps. I apologize if some of you really, really hate burps. But you know, it's gas in the body and it's got to be let out somehow. And if I don't let it out, I'm going to sound stupid. So I'm just letting it out and I'm not editing it out. So sorry, deal with it. But for the rest of you, I hope you get a little chuckle every time it happens. 1B, for the most part, as in, they basically play zone defense. Number two, in a basic manner. Synonym is simply, as in live basically. All right, what is the word of the episode? There was nothing really. Well, I'm going to pick Basenji as the word of the episode because I didn't know about these dogs and I want to learn more about them. I also, as a runner-up, would be just the word basic because I liked those first few definitions about basic truths. I mean, that's an example, not a definition, but basic truths and fundamental scientific principles and all that stuff. I like that. I appreciated that. I think we are getting away from the basics. All right, that is all the words I'm going to read to you from the dictionary. I feel like I want to say some stuff, but I can't remember what I was going to say. Tomorrow night, I'm going to see They Might Be Giants. I think I mentioned that before. Actually, the other time I mentioned it was in the episode that aired tomorrow. Oh, that was a weird phrase. But I still haven't... tomorrow hasn't happened yet, so it's... But it has happened in your world, just not in mine, currently, right now. But later it has. So after the show, when I record, I'll tell you how it was. I think I'm going to go see Onward tomorrow before the show. That is the new Pixar movie. I think most of you love Pixar movies and stuff. I know maybe I'm almost 40 years old and I'm going to go by myself and I don't really care because they make great movies. They are definitely kid-friendly and family movies, but I also really like some kid-friendly family movies. I'm trusting that they are going to do a good job, just like most of the rest of their movies. I'm trying not to have high hopes. But at the very least, it looks like it's visually beautiful, so that's cool. And then they're coming out with another movie. I don't know if it's later this year or next year. All I've seen is the poster. That's all I want to see, and it's called Soul, and it's a picture of an African-American man and, like, piano keys in this really artistic way. And just from that, I am so sold, and the fact that it's Pixar, I am really, really interested to see what this film is about and what they're going to do with that that concept. I feel like the opportunities to make something amazing are just endless, and I really hope it doesn't disappoint, but I don't really think they can with something like that. Like jazz music and just music in general, and like, what's this guy's story? I don't know. I'm super into that. I've been super busy with work the last 4 days, so I haven't watched any like new shows or anything. I've barely even gotten enough sleep. So that's where I'm going to end this episode. This has been Dispenser Dispensing. What's my name? This has been Spencer Dispensing Information to Your Brains. I hope you have enjoyed this. Please go do the stuff and the things and be nice and be happy. And I love you guys. Okay, bye.